In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. His right arm and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Amen. Be with you. And let us pray. O God, who makest the mind of the faithful to be one will, grant unto thy people that they may love what you have commanded and desire what you have promised, that the manifold charges of this world in their hearts may be fixed where their true joy can be found, and that is only through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
This morning's confessional reading the Lord's Prayer, and we pray it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The first petition. Hallowed be thy name. What does this mean? God's name is indeed holy in itself, but we pray in this petition that it may be holy among us also. How is this done? When the word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we, as the children of God, also lead a holy life according to it, this grant us, dear Father in heaven. But he that teaches and lives otherwise than what God's word teaches profanes the name of God among us. From this preserve us, Heavenly Father. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 36. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. Clean from all of your filthiness, and from all of your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. So far. This morning's epistle, Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in his own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, dwellers of Mesopotamia, in Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Perga, Pamphylia, Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, strangers of Rome, Jews, proselytes, Cretes, Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all filled with, amazed and in doubt, saying one to another, What does this mean? Others mocked, and they said, These men are drunk, full of new wine. So far.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 15, beginning of verse 26. And when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And he also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the very beginning. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. The time will come that whosoever kills you will think that he's doing God a favor. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning because I was with you so far. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. My sermon theme this morning is the Spirit of Truth. It's based upon our gospel. And I would like to read the first verse of our gospel this morning from chapter 15. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of Truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. So far, please be seated. Truth. Truth is a word that we use quite often. But what is truth? This question has been asked from the very beginning of time. Philosophers attempt to provide an answer. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Pontius Pilate asked this question to the one person who could have given him a complete answer if he only had waited long enough to hear it. Jesus said, "But when the Counselor is come, he will bear witness concerning me." The Spirit of Truth testifies to the central truth of life and death. The great truth is summarized in the earliest Christian creed. And the earliest Christian creed contained only three words: Jesus is Lord. The Holy Spirit testifies concerning Jesus Christ, who ascended to his heavenly Father after he had burst the bands of death, temporal death, and eternal death. If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't be here this morning. Jesus had preached the gospel. He had brought healing to illness, joy to sorrow, life to death. This Jesus, at whose birth the angels sang out, who came as a Messiah, the suffering servant, the one who the prophets had proclaimed centuries in advance, the Spirit testifies that Jesus Christ is the only Lord. He is our Savior. But here is the heart of so many people's problem. There are so many gods, small g, from which to choose. There are precious objects, special people, money, all of which can sit on the throne of our lives. It is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, that brings the Word of God, testifying that in Christ, God forgives and receives fallen sinners into his kingdom. Sinners like us who are gathered here this morning. Only Jesus is Lord. We are told that when the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness to me. Just before Jesus ascended to the right hand of God, he laid plans for the future of the gospel, the future of the church that he founded. And we have to marvel at these plans. He could have stayed right here in the world to be the official head of the church with earthly headquarters somewhere. But where? In what country would Jesus build his office? How difficult would it be for us to even see him or even talk to him? Would he even come to our lonely congregations up here in northern Minnesota? But he didn't choose that plan. He ascended, and he left his followers to take over just as he had promised to do. Perhaps we can see the wisdom of this move, but we may still have that feeling that he should have selected more effective workers. He could have used the powerful angel like the one who killed 185,000 Assyrians during the king Hezekiah's reign. No, but he didn't. Why didn't the Lord choose a more powerful witness? Instead, he used sinful human beings. These were the people who heard him say, "Go, make disciples, baptize, teach, preach the gospel." There was boasting Peter, proud James and John, quiet Andrew, doubting Thomas, and a number of gifted sinners who had heard Jesus say, "You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and to the ends of the earth." This plan of Jesus makes us appreciate the work of the Holy Spirit. When we confess, "I believe in the Holy Ghost," Luther explains it this way: "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him." In other words, we can't do that on our own. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gift, sanctified, and keeps me in the one true faith. Even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church here on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And yes, there are dangers being a follower of Christ. The apostles experienced this firsthand. Peter and John were arrested for proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord, and later they were killed. Stephen was stoned to death for his proclamation of Christ. James lost his head at King Herod's command. And later, church history records that every one of the 12 disciples except one, and that was John, suffered a violent death because of Christ. And I think John didn't suffer death because if you remember when Jesus was on the cross, there was John and Mary, and then Jesus said, "Take care of my mother. Behold your son, behold your mother." And I think that's what spared John from being killed. Jesus knew that the hatred and the rejection connected with him would translate to those connected with him. And this is true even today. This is why Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, so that he could send a counselor, the paraclete, the Spirit. The word paraclete means the one who is called to our side. The Spirit of God comes and encourages us, helps us stand strong to walk in the way of the truth. The power of the Spirit is not firepower. It's not rocket power. It's the power of God's love, the power that forgiveness of sins brings with it. This is divine. This is not human. Jesus gives this power to us by the Spirit, sent from the Father. This morning, let us thank God for his wisdom, for his grace, and for his Holy Spirit. It seems like, in my opinion, the church sometimes puts the Holy Spirit on the back burner. But if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't be here this morning. Sure, God the Father created us, God the Son redeemed us, but God the Holy Spirit sanctified us. That means brought us to faith. And that's why we're here this morning. All because of the working of the Holy Spirit. Thank him for calling us into his kingdom to live with him, live in him, and live for him. And may the Holy Spirit keep us in this one true faith. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Pray for our communicants, but first, I'm sure there are personal prayers that we would like to extend to the throne of God. And I think we should keep our nation in our prayers, because the way things are going today, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? We don't know. We have to totally and completely trust in God's mercy and His direction, because He is the leader of the entire world. But we need to pray for our own system, which is not the best. Let us pray. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us. Keep us from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us our spotted garment, our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all of his disciples, and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine nature. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify his glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen. is the true body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even unto death, with forgiveness of your sins. True blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the saving grace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in the saving grace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in the saving grace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in the saving grace. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
strengthen and preserve you, keep you with one true faith and a life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
praise.